Who says you can't go back in time? We're about to do it with music. Let's go.
Playing music from the 40s to the 90s. It's Bondi Tunes Plus.
That's us, folks. Let's start with the Applejacks from the 1960s. I think this is from 1964, and tell me when.
See what I can do. Just say the word and I'll be there. Anywhere. With lots of love to share. So tell me when your arms are really free. Free enough to kiss and cuddle me.
Yeah, that's the Applejacks from the early 60s, and Tell Me When, I think it was 1962 when they recorded that. And in fact, they were, you know, the Applejacks were in English. I mean, they were so, the whole of the world was run by London, really, in terms of music, including North America. Of course, they were an English beat group in the 1960s, very similar to the Swinging Blue Jeans and the Beatles. They were the first Brumbeat group, that is from the West Midlands conurbation Birmingham area. They were the first group to reach the top 10 in the UK singles chart and were unusual for having female bass guitarist. Ooh, and her name was Megan Davies. This is Bondi Tunes playing music from the 40s to the 90s. What will we do now?
Let's play something from the 70s, shall we?
Okay, Caroline, let's start with good old Gilbert.
No wish to hurry you, love, but have you seen the time? It's 9:45 and we're supposed to be there at 9. I don't think the registrar will be very pleased when we show up an hour late like 2 frozen peas. Both now facing for the first time, presently and past, something that begins with them and ends in a lass. More than disaster, even from the start, what could it be? It's matrimony. I know how you've dreamt about being walked down the aisle, but think of the money we'll save and you'll see it's worthwhile. It won't please our mums and dads, but they don't even know. Besides, if they did, what's the bet? They wouldn't even go. You and me are all that matters. Disregard the rest. Trust your soon-to-be old man. He knows what is best. Very shortly now, there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That's matrimony.
little things in life that have made me so glad. Every other hour that I spend with you is not in the least bit sad. Quite the opposite, in fact, and if you don't believe me, here's the proof. Ask me if I, and I'll say I do. Trust your soon-to-be old man, he knows what is best. Very shortly now there's gonna be an answer from you, then one from me. That's matrimony. Marriage. Joining together two people. For better.
Bondi Tunes International, this is Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. That was a hit for Gilbert O'Sullivan in 1972. He had a lot of hits in the early 70s, and he's still doing concerts around Europe, as far as I know. Right, let's move on now to the 1980s. Frankie Goes to Hollywood had a number of hits. One was The Power of Love, of course, which we played last week. This one is simply called War.
The logic of war seems to be that if a belligerent can fight, he will fight. That leaders will not surrender until surrender is academic. How is a national leader to explain the sacrifice of so much for nothing? Well, relax. I can't explain. I don't want to die.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Yeah.
War. got to be a better way. Yeah. What is it good for?
War.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
From 1984, Frankie Goes to Hollywood and War. Of course, at that time in the 80s, there was this big hoo-ha. Well, that's probably an understatement. There was a concern that Russia, as the USSR it was called at the time, was going to invade America with nuclear weapons, and everybody was scared, and probably rightfully so. Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. What becomes of the broken-hearted, please tell me, Jimmy Ruffin? They do say that it's an unlikely mix, music from the 40s to the 90s, because you attract different demographic listeners. So what? I don't care. Bondi Tunes does play music from the 40s to the 90s, and that was Jimmy Ruffin. And What Becomes of the Brokenhearted? Now, Ann Sheldon, going back to the 40s, that is, had a big hit with this lovely song. It's called At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover the night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my my cheek to a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you were mine at last, for you were mine at last.
Hello everyone, this is Henry for Bondi Tunes International. You're listening to our weekly Plus show. But hey, we also have a show called Love is on the Air, where I play love songs from 5 decades in 1 hour. It airs on this station, so check the schedule for Bondi Tunes Love is on the Air. Oh, my date has arrived. I'll see you soon.
Love is on the air, with love from Bondi Tunes International.
And that's the love show, but this is the Plus show, and this is Voyager, and a very creepy kind of video if you check it out on YouTube. This was probably one of their only hits, and Halfway Hotel.
To
Voyager and Halfway Hotel. If you have just joined us, I'm Henry for Bondi Tunes International. This is our Plus show, playing music from the 40s to the 90s, and I'm broadcasting to you from Bondi Beach on the eastern suburbs of Australia, in Sydney, basically. We're playing this kind of music because we love it. Here's a song. Well, it's more of an instrumental that I have always known, but I don't know how or why. It's Santana and Europa.
Thank you.
Yeah, very familiar to me. Europa Santana here on Bondi Tunes Plus. I did a bit of digging about this because I grew up with this music, and it made the top of the Spanish singles chart in July 76. And of course, it was an instrumental from the Santana album Amigos. Well, that's appropriate. Written by Carlos Santana and Tom Coster. Bondi Tunes Plus, let's get rocking and rolling. Let's bang our heads against the wall to Ram Jam. Why not? What does that song remind you of? Ram Jam and Black Betty. For me, I was in boarding school in the 1970s, 74 to 1980, and I was given the honorary duty of being the DJ on the Saturday night hop. I think that made my microphone pop. Yes, and I played Ram Jam quite a lot, and all the kids, like me, were banging their heads against the wall. They literally were. Here's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. I love this, and I've got a little story after this. Take a listen.
From the Bondi Tunes Radio Network in Australia, this is Bondi Tunes Plus.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's a lovely piece of music, isn't it? Enola Gay. And it's interesting because, at that time, I never really listened to the words of songs. I didn't really understand. Of course, they were interviewed, IMD were interviewed on the BBC, and they said, we were a pair of anoraks. I love that term, anoraks. I thought that was a pirate radio term. But anyway, they said, we were a pair of anoraks with a fascination for old trains and airplanes, which inevitably led me to write about Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, of course. But the subject matter caused consternation within the band. Our manager even threatened to resign if we released it as a single. I wonder, did that manager resign? And in fact, because of the title Enola Gay, it was thought by the BBC, thought by some or many, to be a gay anthem. Really? This being the 80s, it was consequently banned from the BBC's swap shop. Oh, Noel Edmonds, good Lord. According to Johnny Waller's 1987 OMD biography. There you go. Bondi Tunes Plus plays music from the 1940s. This is a really well-written song by Squeeze. Listen to the words of this. It's a story.
She unscrews the top of a new whiskey bottle.
Very smart song indeed, from the 1980s, Squeeze and Labelled with Love. And courtesy of our friends at songfacts.com, it's interesting what they write about this. One of the authors there at songfacts.com says, Squeeze guitarist and lyricist Chris Difford got the idea for this song after looking at a photograph of an old lady sitting in a bar in Paris in 1936. Says Difford, Labelled with Love was an adult lyric in a way that the older generation could latch onto and understand. He said, my mother absolutely loved it. The story is about the end of a relationship after the war. I'd been reading about American soldiers in Britain during the war who married English girls and whisked them off their feet to the United States. Bondi Tunes, playing music from the 40s to the 90s. Here's Guy Mitchell. I need a coffee.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine.
What's not to love about Guy Mitchell and Singing the Blues here on Bondi Tunes Plus, playing music from the 40s to the 90s.
Isn't it time we played a singing jingle?
Oh, for sure. Let's do it.
Around the world and down your street, Bondi Tunes International.
People keep asking if Thelma Houston was related to Whitney Houston. Nah. Nah. This is Don't Leave Me This Way.
You started this fire now.
Don't Leave Me This Way from Thelma Houston. Not a lot of people know this, but Houston's mother, Sissy, was a Grammy-winning gospel and soul singer who was a member of the Drinkard Singers, I love that name, and the founder of the Sweet Inspirations, a popular session vocal group that recorded background vocals for the likes of Aretha Franklin, Jimi Hendrix and Elvis Presley. Not bad. But I choose plus, back to this very classy era of music in the 1980s. Well, some of the stuff was good. Visage was great. Yes, I said that was from the 1980s. In fact, it was released in 1980 for Visage. Very successful in the Billboard Top 100. Fade to Grey. And you may ask, what does the meaning of this song? What is the meaning of this song? It was the first major label release of the first music video Visage had ever created. Fade to Grey is a track that appears to be about depression. The subject of this song is a man who seems to be lonely, or at the very least, a lone wanderer. What is that? But I choose plus. Let's go back to the early 60s when the Beatles were all innocent. And I love her.
give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine
gotta go now. Life's too short and this show is way too short. My name's Henry. I live on Bondi Beach. We're about a website, bonditunes.com, bonditunes.com. See you later. Bye-bye.
Seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Your
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.